Next shed will be the report on government relations, and Lindsay Anderson, fresh off of a big working day yesterday. Okay. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Board of Trustees, for the opportunity to provide this update. As you know, this is my first report to the board. I joined a great team. As many of you know, Melissa Haas heads our efforts out in D.C., and Jennifer Creasy heads up state relations, and they're actually both here today. Could you both stand so we can see you? Thanks for your great work. They're both doing the jobs of multiple people and have done a great job leading the team, so thank you. Thank you also to the board members for the time that you put in and for being here at the Capitol yesterday. As you all know, as big decisions are being made at the Capitol, there's so much potential, or the potential impact for your discussions couldn't be greater right now during this critical time. And so we're grateful for our partnership with you and with the Alumni Association. Thank you to Governor Rauner and to all of the legislators who attended our event last night and also who met with us at the Capitol. We're grateful for the opportunity to tell them the University of Illinois story, communicate the value to them as they're making big decisions. We're continuing to advocate for our legislative agenda in Springfield, despite the budget impasse, with items including, as President Clean mentioned, the University of Illinois 2021 initiative. But as you can imagine, the budget continues to dominate all of the discussions. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of uncertainty. We hope to know a lot more and learn a lot more over the next 12 days as the legislature is scheduled to adjourn at the end of May. But Walt mentioned one of the funding bills that's pending, one of the significant ones that could potentially fund the university. There are still a lot of proposals out there that are pending, and there are still a lot of discussions being had that could lead to proposals that have not yet even been made public. And we're looking at all different scenarios. So as the University of Illinois continues to advocate for an appropriate budget for FY16 and FY17, and we're still hopeful and asking for a budget that could come together as part of a bipartisan agreement. At the same time, we also have to plan for and prepare for the possibility of that agreement not coming together. And the scenarios range from additional cash, additional stopgap to maybe just funding bills and pieces for education, to significant cuts, to less cuts. So we are going to be part of those discussions as things change by the minute and look forward to updating you when we know more. Turning to the federal side, just three brief federal updates before I wrap up. As you can imagine, the federal activity right now is impacted by the upcoming presidential election, and as a result, some of the activity in Congress is slowing. But the good news is, both parties are going out of their way to prevent a shutdown, and we're still seeing strong bipartisan support for research. So as we continue to grow our footprint in D.C., I just wanted to highlight a couple of upcoming high-profile events at our Capitol. Our Supercomputing Center will be doing a briefing on the Hill together with the National Science Foundation. I know that our UIC leadership will be there along with University of Illinois Health on the Hill. And UIS is doing an alumni event out there as well. So we look forward to supporting your efforts on the Hill. At the same time, we're going to be working back at home in the Illinois congressional districts, calling upon you maybe even to assist with some district visits, as well as bringing members of Congress and their staff to our campus as we continue to tell the story of U of I and to tell more about our value and our impact. Good work is still moving ahead despite many of the challenges that we're dealing with. Grateful to have the opportunity to tell the story about U of I as decisions are made. So thanks for the opportunity to provide the update. Happy to answer any questions.
Very good. Any question for Lindsay? Very good. Thank you very much. this might take a second that Susan just notified to me that we have two of our new student trustees for next year that are here. First of all, Nathan Hoffman from UIS. Nathan, welcome. And also Colin, is it Schumach?
Yes.
From UIUC. Colin, welcome. We'll look forward to you being at the table in July.